wished I was smarter, wished I was stronger, I wished I loved Jesus the way my wife does. I wished it had been easier.
When the singer Patty Griffin was less successful than she is today, she auditioned for a commercial. She sang a jingle for Downy Fabric Softener, but the advertisers turned her down. They said her voice was too sad. These days, at the age of 40, Patty Griffin doesn't have to audition for work anymore. She's a respected writer of songs that fit her heartbreaking voice. Recently, she came by our studios to play some of those songs.
I know a darkness that's darker than cold, a wind that blows as cold as it gets, blew out the light of my soul, blew out the light of my soul.
Patty Griffin's songs are covered by other artists, Mary Chapin Carpenter, the Dixie Chicks, even Bette Midler, but the songs feel extremely personal when she sings them herself. Griffin sings about people who want revenge, about a girl with abusive parents, or about a bitter person who's moving out of town. She's sometimes reluctant to describe the experiences that led to her songs, but more than the subject, her music conveys an overwhelming sense of longing. She says she draws inspiration from the tiny town where she grew up, Old Town, Maine, right at the edge of the woods.
I think that so many great rainy days, you know, as a kid, I remember just sitting and trying to figure out what to do with myself. Too much slush on the ground to go outside.
I heard somewhere that your mother sang to you when you were growing up.
My mother is a beautiful, beautiful singer. She had so many kids, she didn't have a job, and she just did laundry all day long. That's all I remember her doing.
You were the last of seven children?
Yeah, number seven of seven.
Do you remember something that your mother sang when you were a kid?
She used to sing, "There were satin and laces and smell of cologne." And she used to stay on the same song for about 5 weeks, and we had this game. We'd play with her. We'd pick another one of her songs. We'd walk through the room and sing it, and we'd get her on the other song. I would never tell her. One of them was, "Oklahoma, where the wind goes down."
Why do you think she would get stuck on a channel like that?
I think she just, she comforts herself with her voice. You know, it's like a, it's a great feeling to sing. And when I heard her sing as a child, I think without being conscious of that, I was aware of that. It's not the words she's using, it's just the feeling. And that's something that she gave me, I think, from growing up in her house.
Well, you're here in Studio 4A here at NPR. You've brought your band along, and Kite Song. Could you play that for us?
Sure.
Thank you.
Where do you keep finding songs?
Life keeps happening. You know, I feel like I need to sing. I mean, it makes me feel better to sing a song. If I'm off the road and I'm in a really bad mood and I can't figure out why, if I sit down at the piano and I sing something, I feel better. I mean, it just works that way. So they just show up that way, I think.
Even if it's a sad song, it makes you feel better to
sing
it. Yeah,
absolutely. Especially if it's a sad song. Then that's really fun.
And a lot of people feel better when they hear a sad song.
Well, you know, most songs are sad songs. It's a huge part of loss and change and all of the tough stuff. It's a huge part of our existence. So it feels good to sing about it.
Well, let's listen to one more, shall we?
Okay.
That's Patty Griffin singing and playing guitar on Useless Desires from her new album, Impossible Dream. To hear four complete songs from her visit here, go to our website at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.